Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Enlisting in the Lord's army, you know, as a soldier of love that's going into all the world and telling people about the love of God and healing the brokenhearted and setting the captive free. And that's what we're called to do, but we're not called to be a chaos. Mm-hmm. We're called to be order. You know, who are you related to? Who are you rightly related to? So many people, Steve, are just, you know, they're just hopping from place to place. I know we're going to talk about that mm-hmm. in a minute, but they're just like, they go to this gathering, this church gathering for, you know, about mm-hmm. 6 months, maybe 2 years.
And then move on to the next.
And then they move on to the next gathering, which is another part of the city. And what's so interesting, the mindset is that when they got to the gathering, they actually take credit for that and they go, this is what we're doing. It's like, well, you were doing that, but actually you showed up at some place where somebody else was doing something. And it's like, we're called as one to be able to move in unity. And so, you know, where are you connected at? Where are you rightly related at? And just because someone calls themselves a church doesn't mean they're a church. You know, just because it says something on the outside of the building, you know, it doesn't mean the same thing is on the inside of the building. But the truth is what, you know, we are the building of God and what's in our heart. And coming together is so important. Can you imagine this thing kick in and you're not even connected to one person? And that's how this thing is happening. God's showing us, you know, it's unfolding, and that you're going to, we're two or more gathered in his name for the purpose of coming together like we're talking about. There I am in the midst of them, ruling as the one in charge, knowing that when we speak in his name, because he said, all authority in heaven and earth has been given unto me. Now I give it to you. Go in my name and teach them to obey everything that I've commanded them. And I'll work with you always, even to the end of the time. There's nothing more exciting when God is doing something, he's moving, and wherever he is wonderful. Like what one particular man said, you know, if you want to be, you know, you want to be on fire for God, you want to do something for God, find out what he's doing and then dive in 100%. Mm-hmm. But one of the things is he's doing more than one thing. Mm-hmm. He's doing more than one thing. And we want to hear, you know, Rick Joyner here talk about this, and we'll talk a little bit more about it after he says it. This is so important. Understand that God's moving in many places, but where does he want you to be? Let's join Rick now.
Let me say this about moves of God. There are always many moves of God going on. I like to get a little bit in all of them. I like to experience them. If I hear something breaking out, I love to go there and experience it, but I don't try to ride that wave. I get what I can out of it. You can't ride every move of God or every wave. You'll just get confused and you'll get shallow. So when it talks about us blown about by every wind of doctrine, he didn't say those winds of doctrine are bad. I mean, these are blowing throughout the church. So the churches over here may need this influence and this doctrine for a while, but maybe we're in the place where that's not the main thing we need right now. You understand what I'm saying? Need to be discerning what God is doing in us, rejoice in what he's doing everywhere else, be a part of it to the degree that you can or need to, but we can't continue to be distracted from the river of life by all the little tributaries that feed it. We've got to stay in the river. It's all about Jesus.
You got to stay in the river. You know, there's this stream. You think about streams. You know, you think about the river of God, and comes from the throne of God and the city of God, you know, mm-hmm. and the trees of life that are on the side of it, and the leaves are for the healing of the nation, 12 kinds of fruit. And when God begins to move, that current that just begins to move whatever he's doing. But what happens is there's a lot of things that God's doing. And not, especially, you know, not knowing your call, not knowing your purpose, not being a disciple, which is like 90% according mm-hmm. to what he's saying, is you don't know what to do. You just see some activity and you think, I want to go there, mm-hmm. you know, and then you get there. Since you don't know about being discipled, you don't know about connecting, you don't know about finding your purpose, nobody's teaching you that. You think, okay, this didn't work out. Well, maybe I'll go to, Canada. Maybe I'll go to Kansas City. If I go to IHOP, you know, I go there, it's a wonderful place, you know, Mike Bickle's International House of Prayer. But they show up and they bring trouble because they don't realize if you're going there and that's where God's called, you need to be there. Mm-hmm. You need to be fully present. And that's what he's talking about here, that, you know, God's moving, because you got to get in and function in the context of that. You know, at Brownsville, the Brownsville revival that took place in Pensacola, Florida, it took a lot of work, a lot of energy. It took a lot of commitment to playing a place and a part and a role, and God was moving in that. And if people wouldn't have stuck and stayed, then it would have stopped. As a matter of fact, reports are that God wanted to move to different places, but they weren't open to him moving, and so Pensacola was the third place that he was going to move. And it's like, wouldn't that be terrible to miss a move of God? You know, what God's called you to do, because you're so busy thinking like, oh, you know, my move's not like their move. But you think about it, it's not the move of God is not, if you're already saved, it's not to save you. You're already saved. Mm-hmm. But you get encouraged in that. But the greatest encouragement is about the winning of souls. All of a sudden, God will begin to draw people to himself. He'll heal the brokenhearted. Like, say you have members in your fellowship and your community that's been brokenhearted, and God will just heal their heart, and they'll begin to function and begin to be fruitful, you know, in their life and in the life of their community. And that's what a move of God happens. And you think about it, if all of a sudden, if God has 10 moves going, for example, at the same time, then, but if everybody thought, oh man, we all need to go to this one place, that's 9 moves of God that stopped that would have impacted and reached a certain people group, because everybody has an anointing, it seems, for certain people groups. And that wouldn't be reached. Somebody told you it was about the feeling and about the, you know, the tingly feeling or the current feeling or the woo feeling or the shaking feeling and all these things. People go after these feeling type things. You know, the kingdom of God is not about a feeling, but a fact. And I think about this when you hear that, is the Lord has shown us on several occasions about what he's doing here on the Gulf Coast, you know, about a move of God. You know, Pat's not a surfer, although he likes bacon. He's not a surfer, but in this particular dream that God gave him, he had like a 20 foot wave that he was riding, surfing this wave. But another one he saw was a 100 foot wave that was coming. And he's talking about waves, this waves of God, the move of God. And, you know, John that's normally here too on the program, that the Lord showed him this huge waves coming in. We're seeing again and again these waves. And the very first thing the Lord had shown me as he began to take us on this journey that we're on was, you know, get on your surfboards because this wave is coming. And the way it is that not only do you need to focus where God has called you to be, you know, there, that's where you need to stay, but you got to be fruitful where you're at. But you can miss the wave even where you're at. I remember, you know, at Brownsville, people that you know, gathered with for the years, they were not ready for the move of God. So when God began to move, some got offended.
They didn't know how to respond to it.
They don't know, you know, we just need to do the standard thing. It's like the standard thing, God's here. This is it.
Yeah.
And some people miss the move of God. It was amazing. Yeah. Not many, but the ones, you can miss it. And so you think about a surfer gets on the board, which you got to know where God's called you to be, and getting on a surfboard, and the analogy is get where God's called you to be and begin to function in that.
Right, because the waves are coming.
Yeah, the waves are coming. You can't wait till you see the wave and then start paddling, because it's going to pass you by. Waves just keep moving. And then you got to start paddling in the right direction. And then you got to get ready. Even people are like, oh, what are you doing? It's like, I got to get ready. This is a big wave. It's coming fast, and I don't want to miss it. So I got to focus where I'm going, and I got to paddle like crazy. And that's what surfers do. They just paddle like crazy. And then all of a sudden that wave shows up, and everybody else that wasn't prepared, they see that wave come, and it passes right through them, basically. Yeah. They kind of go up and go over it. But this way, this one particular guy will catch that wave, and he'll ride that wave as long as he can all the way in. And that's – I mean, you got to focus. You got to know, you got to get trained up for your purpose. It's time to, you know, get planted where God's called you to be, and not to be envious, to think, you know, you can get really familiar where you're at. And that's what quite often people do. They get familiar and they think, you know, people are just getting healed here, and people are just, you know, it's like people are getting healed, but people get familiar with the things of God.
Yeah. Well, it makes sense. The exact analogy that you're saying is that if you know where God's called you to be, placed you ahead of the wave that you're talking about, if you're focused on the wave, not the other people next to you, it makes sense why you're doing such a forceful preparation knowing the fact that the wave is coming, even considering the fact that in your present situation, there is no wave.
Right.
And for those that are not looking at the coming wave, it doesn't make sense what you're doing, but you are in the full awareness that that wave is about to come, which is like, I know that.
That's called prophecy. Exactly. God lets you know this is what I'm about to do. You need to get prepared for it. And it's exciting what's going to happen. It really is. And true, when you're paddling like crazy and you're in what God's called you to be, and others that don't even, they're not even connected to anything and they don't understand how things work and don't understand, you know, what God's about to do, you know, you're not going to be popular with them. But the whole thing is like, you need to be popular or powerful, but you can't be them both. Mm-hmm. You either got to say, you know what? I want to be pleasing to God, even if men aren't pleased with me. And Jesus said, hey, if they treated me that way, they're treated me this way, they're going to treat you at least that way, not any better than I was treated. That is so important. I'm telling you, being a part of, having the honor to be a part of what God did at 3100 West DeSoto Street in Pensacola, Florida, at the Brownsville Revival, being prepared for it is so important. It takes a lot of work. And we're going to talk more about that when we get back from this break.
We'll be right back.
I love to see crowds burn, but I know I can shape history if I can find just one. Anybody can burn in a crowd. I want to find someone that'll burn by themselves.
She said, I just left Seattle. And she said, I was in a meeting in Seattle, Pastor. She said, I know I never met you, but I've been going here a long time. I said, yeah, I know that. She said, I just left a meeting in Seattle. And she said, Dr. Cho was the speaker. And she said, I heard him say in Seattle that the Lord told him, he said, I'm about to pour out my spirit in America. And he said, well, Lord, I said, are you through with America? Are you through with America? It looks like that, you know, everything just going haywire. Are you through with America? And God said, oh, no. He said, I'm not through with America. He said, I'm about to pour out my spirit there. He said, as a matter of fact, get your atlas out of your attaché case. And he got his atlas out and opened it up. And the Lord said, point. And it landed right on the dot of Pensacola. And the Lord spoke to Joe and said, I'm going to pour out my spirit first here like a match head. It'll burn like a match head, bright, and it'll be powerful. And he said, then it will go over to the Mississippi River. And it'll back up across Florida again, come down into the peninsula of Florida, go up the east coast down through the west and the southwest and shoot out to the northwest. And before my coming, all of America will be ablaze with the glory of God.
When anybody preaches disunity, tries to pit one of us against the other through class warfare, race hatred, or religious intolerance, you know that person seeks to rob us of our freedom and destroy our very lives.
Everybody will love it. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
I mean, when you love the Word of God, I mean, it's exciting in your abiding time. By the way, beginning to abide now, learning how to abide with God is so important because he says, apart from abiding in me, Jesus said, you can't even do any of this. And we have a simple plan for you. It's at iabide.org. You know, most people want to abide. They want to spend that time with God, but they need a plan. We have a free plan for you. It's at iabide.org. You just fill out that little simple request thing. It comes right to you in your email, and it's a great step-by-step.
That's beautiful.
How you can begin to abide with him. Listen, you want to begin to hang out with the king since his kingdom is manifesting.
That's right.
It's going to be the greatest thing he's ever done in the face of the earth is about to happen. You want to know the king.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. John, this is so exciting when you're seeing these things take place because God is gathering the army. God, I think about William Booth, you know, with the Salvation Army.
Founder of Salvation Army.
People see it today and they think, oh, you know, it's a place you drop off your clothes. But this man went and marched an army of Christians across the earth to the poorest, lowest common denominator on the earth and began a move of God that's still 100 and some odd years later.
Yes, yes.
Later.
The move of God was so powerful, they'll march in the streets, and when they would, people would hurl, you know, garbage and spit on them.
They would bring two clothes, right?
Yep. When they would try to wipe themselves off, General Booth would look over to them and say, "Don't wipe it off. Those are your medals. Don't wipe it off." I mean, they were just so committed to Jesus.
So, and so important when you think about this too is that when you hear the word militant, you're going to start seeing people who think they're doing God a favor by being physically militant. That's not what we're called to do. We're called to be physically obedient to God.
Yes.
A radical Christian is somebody who radically believes everything that God says, and by God's grace, you walk in it in the hopes that you would actually bear fruit for him, that you'd be fruitful for him. Mm-hmm. And revival, preparing for what God's doing. You cannot move in this army of God without understanding your place, finding your place. As you heard Rick Joyner talk about, very few people know what their place is in the body. It was like 80% of the people that come to these events, something like that, 8 out of 10, don't even know their place. If you don't know your place, you don't even know that you need to be a disciple. Mm. And there's something for each of us to do. The church grows and builds itself up as each part does its work. I want to encourage you, if you haven't yet found that place, maybe the VFN Dream Center is for you. We've been setting up for this day. You can become a disciple of Jesus Christ. You can learn what you need to learn, learn how to stay tight, hear his voice, and be activated in what God has called you to do, and find your place. You can go to vinefellowshipnetwork.org, look it over, see what you think. Mm-hmm. But there's also a couple different ways. One, you can actually become a member of the Vine Fellowship Network family, or you can go another way and go through the other way. You can pick a different way for Emmaus
different
Road
path,
discipleship.
Absolutely.
A different path. There's four paths right there. And the big thing is find your place. This thing's coming. If you want to be a part of it, you need to be prepared for it. And so I think about this. When you talk about those three armies and the three armies that the Lord showed Rick Joyner, you know, the first army was in chaos. They'd come into a city and they'd march into the city. And this is a dream, prophetic dream. And they would do damage going in and damage going out. The second mm-hmm. army would march into a city and they would do great things and the city would look great. But they would actually destroy the work on the way out. Have you ever seen those folks that kind of come in and do this great thing, but the way they leave so horrifically that it just damages, just tears down everything that they've done. But this army that's coming is an army that God is gathering together to walk humbly before him, that's going to come into a bad situation, make it better because God's there, encouraging lives, encouraging business, education, all these different things that we talk about in the Seven Mountains area. The biggest thing is the heart of men is going to change and disciples are going to be launched. But in that, when that army leaves that city, it's going to be better off than it was.
Blessed.
Yes, blessed. And I'm just so excited about that particular opportunity. I encourage you, you know, to become a member of VFN TV Partners, because we have for you a talk that Steve Kalaszewski and myself had. You know, he's a former Marine. Mm-hmm.
I got corrected on that.
He once was a Marine. How's it go? No, he's a Marine. A Marine, and we were in the Navy over him. And then I was just joking with them. I'm very thankful for our military and what they're doing. But in that, we had a discussion about, you know, what does it mean? What is this army of the dawn that's arising? And there is a dawn arising. You want to be a part of it. And we had the book information available to you on the VFN Torch. But partners can watch this for any gift at all, becoming a partner for any amount at all. Mm-hmm. You have access to all of this. And that's one talk I'd want to listen to again and again and again. It was a wonderful time. We just kicked back and had a conversation about what is it like to do this thing, you know, calling just a soldier for the Lord in the context of that.
We'll be right back.
The world's waiting for a hope. They're waiting for another conversation that only you and your assignment can provide. Daniel was just faithful to his assignment, and he kept getting called before the kings. They remembered him from generation to generation and said, wait, there's one man who can solve this problem. And I believe that God's releasing people into their assignment, and in their assignment, there's going to be people who hear the whisper of their name, and you're going to find yourself called into places. Maybe you're just a barista, and all of a sudden, the head of the whole coffee company comes in and goes, I need to talk to you. I've heard some things that you've done here. And you're like, am I in trouble? No, it's actually the opposite. We're in trouble. We need you right now. I'm hearing these scenarios all over the world right now where Christians are being placed to solve problems and to cure confusion. And it's not just in one genre or area. The beautiful thing about the kingdom is it works in all aspects of life. It's not just like the easy parts of life. It's the hard parts of life. That's when Christianity shines. That's when we're a light, is the hard parts of life. There's two options, and all of a sudden we bring another option. There's no answers. Everything's exhausted, and all of a sudden we show up, and it's like, because we showed up, like when Jesus showed up, another option's presented, and people are like, how is God this good?
This is Just a Thought with Ravi Zacharias.
This hunger goes on and on and on, even with the search and the fulfillment of knowledge. And so when God created humanity, we see there is implicit worth in every human being. This is intrinsic value to every human being. Every man, woman, and child is of essential value, not given by fiat or not given by some benevolent constitution or taken away by some demagogue. It is of intrinsic value to human life. That is the implication of the Creator and the created. That you and I have essential worth, and you desacralize that worth and you step onto a slippery slope of devaluing everything in the process.
Helping the thinker believe and the believer think. For more information, go to rzim.org.
The entrance to the Museum of the Bible may be the most photographed museum entrance in Washington, D.C.
Visitors will be welcomed by dramatic 40-foot-high bronze gates emblazoned with Genesis 1 from the Gutenberg Bible, with panels mimicking the Latin, typeset backwards, as it would have been on the Gutenberg press.
A unique piece of art hangs in the lobby, a glass panel displaying Psalm 19 from a papyrus leaf from the museum collections. The Greek text dates to the 3rd or 4th century, a 1,500-year-old manuscript on display inside the museum.
Museum of the Bible invites all people to engage with the Bible in a museum experience unlike anything seen before, all in honor of the Bible. Engage with the Book of all books.
Brought to you by Museum of the Bible, opening in November in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
These predatory lenders, what are they? They're people that loan money to people that really can't pay it back, or they're going to be under great oppression. We used to call them loan sharks. Now they've legalized it, and they have people loaning people money on their paycheck. Listen, if you can't afford to take out a loan, you know, a standard loan, 5-year loan, at the minimum a 12-month loan, a paycheck loan from paycheck to paycheck, that is a trap. As a matter of fact, I want you to take a look at this, because the Southern law firm is working tirelessly now to be able to work with the government to be able to stop this kind of predatory lending. Let's take a look at what it's all about.
Every year, millions of Americans take out payday and title loans. With promises of easy money and no credit checks, they intentionally trap the poor in a cycle of high interest debt. Nationwide, borrowers pay $12 billion in fees and interest every year. It's big business. There are more than 20,000 payday lenders in the United States. In Alabama, there are 4 times as many payday lenders as there are McDonald's restaurants. The payday and title loan industry profits from those who have few options to make ends meet. And most payday and title loan borrowers are return customers, often taking out new loans to cover previous ones, loans with annual interest rates ranging from 300 to 521%. That means some borrowers will pay more than $1,000 in interest and fees on a $500 loan. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has introduced new rules that would start to rein in this predatory industry. Rules that require lenders ensure borrowers can pay back loans. Rules that cap the number of times a person can take out a new loan to cover a previous loan. And rules that would restrict the ability of lenders to withdraw money directly from a borrower's bank account. It's time to stop the debt trap.
Think about this. It is amazing. This has been taking place. I mean, life, if you're already struggling already, and you fall to the temptation of maybe credit cards, or they give you a debit card and they say, listen, don't worry about it. If you run out of money in your bank account, we will loan you money, and all you gotta do is just pay it back before your paycheck. Even banks are doing this. You know, we really gotta tell folks this. Listen, I'd rather be embarrassed at the cash register because I don't have the money on my debit card to pay for something than to be humiliated at the end of the month when I've actually got this huge loan that I can't even pay. Life works good when you actually only spend the money that you have. But this is what God says. God's word says this. Take a look at this. It says, the rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is slave to the lender. That's Proverbs 22:7. The borrower is slave to the lender. Predatory lending, think about that. You're literally, we're allowing people right now to put people into captivity, into slavery. And people say, well, that's their choice. No, that was a drug that you offered them. A lot of times credit to folks is the first time you get a particular credit card or some kind of loan, people go, this feels great. But then they got payments on that. And they're charging $1,000 interest in some cases for a $500 loan. And we're not even calling that illegal. In God's word, he says very specifically, excessive usury, which means high interest against someone, is a sin. It's just wrong to do. It's just terrible to be able to do that. But we've got to be able to stop it. So they're working, the Southern Poverty Law Firm is working to be able to stop this type of thing. I think that's a real good thing. I think it's a real, if somebody takes a risk and says, listen, you know, we're going to loan you money on your paycheck or your car. I mean, it's you got to really think about that and begin to adjust your life to a place of saying, you know, I'm just going to live within my means, because there's no way that I could pay. If I can't pay it now, and I don't have my paycheck, if I borrow money on my paycheck, I'm going to use my paycheck to pay the loan of the money that I've already spent. I'm basically living on tomorrow's blessing today. And God will begin to bless you. You know, we all make mistakes, things happen, but at some point you got to face the reality. Somebody says, you know, I want $1 million. But so many people really, the ultimate goal would be, I just want to get to zero. I don't want to owe anybody anything. But that would be a great reward for most Americans, just to have no debt at all. And I believe, you know, that even though we make mistakes and sometimes businesses crash and things don't go right, just like there's forgiveness and there's grace in God, when he forgives us, that there's a system, even in America, that there's forgiveness for us to be able to start again. That's one of the good things about America. So I'm in agreement with this. Hopefully you're in agreement with this, and begin to encourage fellow citizens and definitely fellow believers, like, listen, you don't want to borrow money on your paycheck. When we get back from this break, this is so important, because when you talk to people that play virtual games today, they tell you, it doesn't affect me. It's not changing anything. Well, the very guys that are making the games are saying they don't necessarily know if this life is real or if this life is virtual. They don't even know. So even the makers are nailing us with the reality is, whatever a man thinks in his mind, so is he. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch,
at vfnkb.com.
I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.